This is Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. Welcome to episode 72, featuring five stories by high school students and one story by a university student. Enjoy. Today, the Open Day program took place at the University of Page, and I was the one who met students interested in the English Studies program here. So in the morning, I met about 30 students who came from various high schools, mostly from Page, but there were a few from Veszprém and Dunaharaszti. And in the afternoon, together with a student in the second year, Fülöp Eper Flóra, and I gave a little lesson for the students to find out about what they can expect. The lesson focused on listening and writing tasks. We actually called it creative listening and writing tasks. And one of the tasks was Eper's idea. And on that basis, students wrote wonderful stories. And I asked them, could I record these stories? And they said yes. So today, you can listen to these five stories by the students and one story by Fülöp Eper Flóra. So, here's the first story by László Gábor.
Michael Jackson was playing in a musical early in the evening. The moon was already up. I was listening to his music from a nearby bar. I was standing in a corner, talking to some women and a boy, friends of mine, about my childhood memories. I couldn't really see them because of the smoke. Suddenly, I got a phone call that my dog had died. I realized that I did not have the money for a coffin.
And now, let's listen to Deci Liliana's story.
One day, Sally went to a bar called My Dog early in the morning with Michael Jackson to drink something because her boy had left her. She smoked a lot, and because of her misery, she was thinking about dying and about her own coffin. The moon already came up. Finally, she decided to go home. So they went to a bus stop where there was a lot of women. They were standing there for half an hour when the bus came. At home, they watched the musical on TV, which was full of positive thoughts. So Sally changed her mind about dying, and she went to bed with good memories.
Next up, it's Veres László's story.
One musician, one heart. It was so early that the moon was still up, the bars were quiet, and even my dog was sleeping. I was listening to Michael Jackson, and from my memories I knew that he was sleeping in a coffin. When I looked out the window, I saw a boy with a woman, and they were just dancing under the moon. Maybe they smoked something, or maybe they were in a musical shape, but I knew that deep in their hearts, Michael Jackson was standing on stage and singing the same song what I was listening to.
And here's a story by Babos Tamás.
Crazy woman. My dog was stands next to the woman who thinks she is Michael Jackson because she's lost her memories and she had a boyfriend. He smoked a lot when he hearing music and he ended early in a cafe.
And now, here's a story written by Ferenczi Ágota.
I was just listening to a Michael Jackson track when suddenly some bad memories came to my mind. A year earlier, I was in a bar with a boy in his early 20s. He told me a sad story about some women who used to visit their own coffins at every full moon. Even my dog was crying after hearing this frightening story. This experience impressed me so that I will definitely write a musical to this base.
And finally, the story by Fülöp Flóra, also known as Eper.
The case of the ladies from the bar.
I was walking my dog so early that the moon was still up, shining like the moonshine of the bar we passed by, and in front of which two Michael Jackson-looking women were standing. They were drunk, loud, and pathetic. Memories just rushed through my brain. They reminded me of that night with that boy. I did not want to remember. They asked me for a smoke, and though I thought they were basically half already in their coffins, I gave them one. The whole thing was like a confusing musical plot. I walked away and never went back.
Two Michael Jackson looking women? Now that's an interesting image. And that concludes the 72nd episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is also the first one in 2012, and I guess there'll be a few more this year. Take care.